السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على الرؤوس رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قد بار المسجد الإسلام، الحمد لله وشكرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى this has to give us opportunity to go there and pray to Allah and stand behind the Imam, listen to the Tilawat of Quran, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Siyam and Qiyam and all our duties, inshaAllah. My name is the brother and sister in Islam. Yesterday we went through a few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, especially the last words, the Amal of Rasul, the significance of it, and the Iman, the connection of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Sahaba karam. And yesterday and today we completed the Surah Al-Isra'. It's the third Surah, and a very unique Surah. We are about subhanahu wa ta'ala the next Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all other Anbiya alayhi salam. Especially with the people of Qumran. And the connection between Surah Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reading Surah Baqarah also Alif Lam Mim Dalil Al-Kitab La Rayba Fih wa Dalil. Surah Al-Imran begins Alif Lam Mim Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum Nazzala Alayka Al-Kitab Bil Haqq. Both speak the same thing about the revelation. It is about the revelation of Quran. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no doubt, now I know who will let you know the Prophet. This is the silent person. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays himself and they say, nazzala alayka al-kitab al-haq. And he has revealed his book to you complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and says that the first verse to negate is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the first part of Surah Al-Imran speaks again with the dealing with the Iman and conviction and how do we act to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it says there are certain verses in the Quran which is very clear. You don't need much explanation, you can directly understand it. There are some verses in the Quran which is mutashabih, which is not so clear about the Quran. Then how do people react? Some people, they will follow their desires, saying that they are following the Quran, but they have sickness in their hearts, disease in their hearts. They will say they are following Islam, the Quran, but they will follow the desires. But the real believers, their attitude is they will say, Wallah, we do not know about it. We believe in it, but we really do not know what is the detailed meaning of it. For example, the Huruf al-Muqadda'at, they are the beginning of many surahs start with Alif, Lam, Mim, Ta, Sin, Mim. You do not know what is the real meaning of it. The hidden meaning only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that case ends with a beautiful dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should always ask Allah after every good deed. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد ان هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت such a beautiful dua. Whether you have guided us, I come to the mercy and I pray to not to make me go astray after the hidayah. Ya Allah, the mercy. We are given the hidayah. Every moment we are in need of hidayah. Just study the Surah Al-Fatiha 17 times we are today. Now this moment we will be guided. Next minute we may go astray. We do not know. Our heart, desires, we cannot guarantee that. Always the believers should have this prayer. So رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِعْ قُلُوبَنَا. Don't divert our hearts to, you know, don't make our hearts go astray. بَعْدَ إِنْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Even that the hidayah comes from the guidance of you. You have guided us after you not make our hearts go astray. وَهَبْ لَنَا رِزْقًا مِنْ خَلَقْنَا. Oh Allah, give us your mercy and the gift. It is gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't even come on gift. We don't say that someone is giving you up, you owe, you need to give. You need this one. Allah is the one who gave it to us and wants that to keep us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us. وَهَدْ لَنَا إِلَّا مِنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنْ وَسَعْتَ الْمُحَمْ You are the best of us here. You are the best of us here. Then the surah that we need, where it comes to the very good surah is named, we have the hands. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah speaks about the guidance and the muttaqoon and the believers. And here in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some beautiful examples, practical examples of those who are muttaqoon, how they get it, their hands. Al-Imran, you know, Imran is a normal person living among the Israelis. But he was a very pious man, and his wife, she was also very pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention the name of the wife, but it's Imra'at Imran, wife of Imran. So this family was very unique. They were connected to the Prophet. They were connected. One of their daughters was married to Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam. They were connected to the Prophet. They did not be the same Prophet's family, but it was the, a layman, but it was very, very pious man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about him. And this surah was released in the third year of Hijrah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala battled Uhud was taken. In one part of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba about the victory of Badr. This is actually when the surah was released, it was a time of battle of Uhud, not the Badr. But Allah is reminding about the Badr, saying that in Badr I came of your, I helped your, I sent the angels, all these. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks because at that time the political environment, the relationship between Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Jews and Christians, we know that the Christian from Lebanon, that is the closest city from Medina, they used to travel and come and inquire Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Isa alayhi wa sallam and Maryam alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the entire story. And how does the entire story pass? The entire story starts with the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah fata Adam wa Nuh. I have chosen Adam alayhi salam. I have chosen Nuh alayhi salam. But Adam Ibrahim wa Adam Ibrahim. If Allah mentioned about Nuh alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salam, Allah doesn't mention their family. He says, I have chosen Adam and I have chosen Nuh. We know what was the story behind the family of Adam alayhi salam. His children, one of them went, you know, astray. Nuh alayhi salam, we know the story about him. So Allah doesn't mention their family. He says, I have accepted, I have chosen Adam alayhi salam and Moses. Then he says, Adam Ibrahim wa Adam Ibrahim. Then Allah mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam, does not mention Ibrahim alayhi salam and Moses. I have accepted the entire family of Ibrahim. I told the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam and family of Ibrahim. Family of Ibrahim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the story. This is if Isa alayhi salam had not born yet. Even Isa alayhi salam mother is not born yet in the story. Allah mentioned before Isa alayhi salam, that is Isa alayhi salam's mother and the grandmother is not from there. Isa alayhi salam mother and grandmother. Then Isa alayhi salam's grandmother, that is the wife of Ibrahim, when she was expecting for the child. That's what her intention. At that moment, the Jews gave a corruption. The Palestinian was Masjid al-Aqsa was killed with so much of idols. They have gone, you know, they put the name of following the religion of Allah to the least of them. She was, you know, meaning to have, you know, a Masjid which is free from all these idols. She took the intention of Allah. This child, her intention is the child should be born and then the child should come out and then, you know, serve you, and then I want to give the child to yourself, that it cannot be conquered. But what happened? Her intention was the child should be a man, a boy, so that, you know, as we know, the nature, the responsibility, community, public responsibility, made for men, and then it comes to women, both in the domestic and family, taking care of it. So they also can play a role, but the primary responsibility of women for this is to have a family, to make birth, and then, you know, establish those fundamental responsibilities of a better gain from gain from the man. And then Maryam alayhi salam was born. This is the story going on to Maryam alayhi salam. What a beautiful story, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the very first. what happened in Surah Baqarah, Allah says about Muttaqun, and then Allah saying that if you have taqwa, if you have faith, this is how I will. If you have firm conviction, you look at this hand. I will make the impossible possible. Zakariya alayhi salam was very old. When he saw the Muhammad, is it possible? Can he ask Allah, Allah, I also need a problem. I don't have shaykh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered. So, if you have taqwa, piety, then Allah will make the impossible possible. Impossible possible. So this is the mantra from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we inculcate the iman, the taqwa, the self-assurance, or maybe ourselves with all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah is that we must try to ensure when we stand in salah, try to ensure, try to go behind, read the tafsir and come, read and hope and come, that enjoyment and connection to be from the heart, so that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects the heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among those who are with the home, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shield from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.